Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me today to talk about basketball is Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob. We've had a lot of games in town.
You know, I went up to the high school, I guess it was Saturday morning, and there was not a parking space anywhere to be found.
That was really the story of town for the whole week as basketball was played at Sitka High, Mount Edgecombe High. We had 2A, 3A, 4A teams from across Southeast all here to play, and about 1,000 people in town a tournament.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Well, I'm sure there is somebody out there who hasn't heard how the 3A tournament went. I guess the Edgecombe boys continued their undefeated streak right into the tournament.
Yeah, they took that undefeated streak through the regular season, and they kept going. So on Thursday, we saw Edgecombe's boys defeat Reddington, which is one of the other Eastern Conference schools, in the opener, 69-29. Not a close match at all. Edgecombe really outperformed Reddington across the board. And the same day, Sitka High beat Houston High, the other Mat-Su team in the conference, 56-42, and that put the two hometown rivals against one another in the final game on Friday.
Edgecombe took that game, but Sitka gave them kind of a run for their money.
It was a nail-biter. Through the season, these teams have played, I think now, 4 times. And the first time, Edgecombe won by quite a lot, if I remember right, about a 20-something point game. But they got closer and closer as they learned one another through the season. And so this was a nail-biter. It was a very good championship game. Edgecombe won 61-56. At one point, Sitka brought it within 1 point in the third quarter, despite the fact Edgecombe took a 10-0 lead in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter. Sitka kept trying to rally, and really this game came down to some good Edgecombe defensive rebounds, defensive stops in the fourth quarter.
And we had some all-tournament players come out of that game.
Yeah, we sure did. Kaysen Herman from Killigannock got the MVP award, and it's well-deserved. He's a senior, a very talented player, up and down the court, across the board in every fashion.
All right. And Sitka, the Sitka boys are not going to get to go to state because I guess they lost in the consolation round.
Yeah, so with the 4-team bracket, the top 2 teams will earn a spot at state, though the number 2 team goes in with a low seed. Sitka played again Saturday and lost to Houston High 42-40. Again, a close game, but that means that the Eastern Conference teams up at state in 2 weeks will be Mount Edgecombe and Houston High.
Yeah, that's just that must be a letdown for Sitka to have gotten into the final and then to have dropped a game in the consolation round but and not have won a tournament berth.
I suspect so. I mean, tantalizing, I think, would be a good word, right? So close, but so far.
Okay. And I think in the past, we've had this conversation, Garland, and I said, oh, it's really Sitka's year. But this year, it was really Edgecombe's year because the Lady Braves also took the title.
They sure did. And they started off, the Lady Braves really performed in this bracket. On Thursday, Edgecombe took down Reddington High 69-17. That was a running clock game. It's a mercy rule. You exceed a certain point threshold of you lead so much that the clock no longer stops for anything but timeouts. And the same day, also Thursday, Sitka lost to Houston 55-50, which means Sitka and Edgecombe were not pitted against one another in the final. Instead, on Friday, Mount Edgecombe went up against Houston, and the Lady Braves won 76-20. And in my now 5 years of covering basketball in Sitka, this was the first title game I've ever watched with a running clock.
Yeah, more than 56-point difference. That's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, and the running clock kicks in. It's around 35 or 40 points. Once you're up that much, the clock no longer stops for things like the ball going out of bounds.
Well, what's the secret sauce for the Lady Braves? What made them so dominant in the Eastern Conference this year?
Well, I think mostly it's in this bracket, that double elimination bracket, it's the fact that Reddington and Houston just aren't as good as Edgecombe. Edgecombe has some talented shooters in Carlise O'Brien from Bethel and Tessa Anderson of Sitka, two really talented seniors. Bessie Williams from Akiak is also an excellent shooter and just a solid all-around player. Edgecombe's team is pretty solid on rebounds, and they're quick up and down the court. It's very rare to watch a team, especially Houston or Reddington, manage fast breaks against Edgecombe. I've seen Sitka do it a few times in their matchups this year, but their defense typically gets set.
And I don't think anyone was expecting the Sitka Lady Wolves to take that first round loss. What was it, just tournament jitters, do you think?
I suspect so. Frankly, I was surprised.
But the Lady Wolves did manage to come out on top in the consolation round, so they will be going up to state.
Yeah, on Saturday, Sitka beat Houston 66-51, which means they've got a spot at state. However, they're going in as the eighth seed, which means their first game in that bracket is against Barrow, the number one seed.
Well, maybe Barrow will have tournament jitters, and the Lady Wolves will find themselves in the thick of it. Who knows?
I've learned not to predict tournament games. We call this March Madness for a reason. This is not March Predictability.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, really. It's 2 weeks from now. They have some time to plan, to train, to prepare.
And anything can happen in high school basketball. And I guess the Edgecombe coaches on both the boys and girls side were honored by their fellow coaches this tournament.
Yeah, they were both named Coach of the Year. So on the boys' side, that would be Archie Young, pretty longtime coach of the Braves. This is his last year coaching the team. And for the girls, a newer coach, Candace Cook. This is her second year heading the team, and they were both honored by their other coaches. And I should say for the girls' side, because we mentioned the MVP for the boys, Carlise O'Brien was a very deserving of that MVP nod, and she earned it for sure in that tournament.
Garland, I guess the 3A tournament, the 3A, 4A tournament is going to be in a couple of weeks up in Anchorage. And there was other basketball happening in Sitka this weekend besides this 3A tournament. The 4A teams were here as well, right?
The 4A and 2A Southeast teams were all competing. That is, of course, still Region 5 over on Chaponsky Island in Mount Edgecombe's B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. And on the 4A side, for both girls and boys, Thunder Mountain took that first place spot. Maybe the swan song for the school, you could say.
Right, because Thunder Mountain is being absorbed into Juno Douglas High School, and I guess Thunder Mountain is being made into a middle school. What about in 2A?
In 2A, so the smaller schools, on the boys' side, we saw Petersburg come out on top, and for the girls, Metlakatla took the title.
All right, so certainly explains why there were 1,000 people in town, and just about any time you wanted to watch a basketball game, you could either go to Sitka High or over to the B.J. McGillis gym, and you could see some pretty exciting basketball.
A pretty impressive logistical feat. Like I said, 1,000 people in town and hundreds housed out, according to Mount Edgecombe Activities Principal Andrew Frisky. Really a feat to get everyone here by plane and by ferry. Rare these days to say we have athletes traveling by ferry, but a good number came in by boat this year.
Oh, really? Did the Marine Highway System make a special trip for the tournament?
They made a schedule around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very reminiscent of sort of the old days when there'd be a special ferry up to, say, the Southeast State Fair in Haines, and there was special ferries for a lot of these major get-togethers, gold medal basketball, for example. So maybe the Marine Highway is rising from the ashes and coming back and doing this again. Garland, another couple of weeks of basketball, and then it's time to plow the snow off Moeller Field and talk about baseball, softball, and track coming our way next, eh?
Yeah, something tells me that snow will be melted off Moeller Field before too long, but it's March.
Probably melted off today.
And then snowed back on 3 days from now.
Well, let's hope not. I'm going to take the studs off my bike. Hope I don't jinx the weather.
I do that on April 1st and not a moment before.
Garland, hope to talk to you again, maybe sort of towards the beginning of baseball, softball, track season. We can maybe get a wrap on the state tournament if our Sitka teams do well. But it's a pleasure having you in, as always.
Pleasure to be back. Thank you.
Garland Kennedy is Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.